The Postmaster General was given the authority to deny mailing privileges to any publication he saw fit, effectively shutting it down. At least 75 periodicals were banned. Foreign publications were not allowed unless their content was first translated and approved by censors. Journalists also faced the very real threat of being jailed or having their supply of newsprint terminated by the War Industries Board. Unacceptable articles included any discussion, no matter how high-minded or patriotic, that disparaged the draft. "There is a limit," Postmaster General Albert Sidney Burleson declared. "That limit has been exceeded," he explained, "when a publication begins to say that this government got in the war wrong, that it is in it for the wrong purposes, or anything that will impugn the motives of the government for going into the war. They cannot say that this government is the tool of Wall Street or the munitions makers. There can be no campaign against conscription and the draft law." The most famous episode of censorship came with the government's relentless campaign against The Masses, the radical literary journal edited by Max Eastman. The Postmaster General revoked the magazine's right to be distributed via the mails under the Espionage Act. Specifically, the government charged the magazine with trying to hamper military recruitment. Among the illegal contents, a cartoon proclaiming this was a war to make the world safe for capitalism, and an editorial by Eastman praising the courage of draft resistors. Six editors faced trial in New York, but managed to win hung juries. Jurors and lawyers commented afterward that the defendants would almost certainly have been found guilty if any of them had been German or Jewish. Of course, the chilling effect on the press in general was far more useful than the closures. Many of the journals that were shut down had tiny readerships. But the threat of being put out of business did wonders in focusing the minds of other editors. If the power of example wasn't strong enough, editors received a threatening letter. If that didn't work, they could lose their mail privileges temporarily. Over 400 publications had been denied privileges by May 1918. The Nation had been suppressed for criticizing Samuel Gompers. The journal Public had been smacked for suggesting that the war should be paid for by taxes rather than loans, and the Freeman's Journal and Catholic Register for reprinting Thomas Jefferson's views that Ireland should be a republic. Even the pro-war New Republic wasn't safe. It was twice warned that it would be banned from the mails if it continued to run the National Civil Liberty Bureau's ads asking for donations and volunteers. Then there was the inevitable progressive crackdown on individual civil liberties. Today's liberals tend to complain about the McCarthy period as if it were the darkest moment in American history after slavery.